أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. This is the fifth ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah, and from this point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the address that was made to the Bani Israel, the Jews that were living in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were not prepared to accept the message that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought, the Quran Sharif. So Allah ta'ala addresses them, Ya Bani Israel, O the children of Israel. Now Israel is Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons. And from his 12 sons, you get the 12 tribes of the Bani Israel. The Bani Israel had 12 tribes. So they are the children of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. So one is Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam's name, normal name was Yaqub. And his second name was Israel. Israel is actually from the Hebrew language, Ibrani, which translates as the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Il is Allah and Isra is servant. So it translates as how you translate Abdullah, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Bani Israel with this. Why did Allah Ta'ala not call them Ya Bani Yaqub, O son, children of Yaqub alayhi salam? So ulama explain is to remind them that who is your great-great-grandfather, from whose progeny you came. In your forefathers is Israel, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are coming from that lineage, you are coming from that family. Don't forget the family you're coming from. Obviously, good is good and bad is bad. But a person coming from a good background, from a good family, from a good lineage, he is doing bad, is even more evil. That's something that is not acceptable. You're coming from this family, who are your forefathers? You forgot Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. You forgot all the advice that he left for his progeny. So Allah Ta'ala addresses them, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Remember my favors that I have bestowed upon you. Often in life, we go off when we forget about the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person thinks about the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-insanu abdul ihsan. Man is enslaved to kindness. When someone shows him kindness, then he feels indebted to that person. Even another human being is showing you ihsan, is doing some kindness to you, you will feel indebted to him. Why? Because this is nature of man. He appreciates the kindness and goodness that is done to him. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing them, remember my favors that I've bestowed upon you. What favors I gave you? You, your forefathers, your ancestors, what favors I gave you. Don't forget about that. So when you start thinking of Allah Ta'ala's favors, then you will want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala has been so kind to me and so compassionate to me, what can I do now to please Him? What can I do from my side for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَوْفُوا بِأَهْدِي أُوفِ بِأَهْدِكُمْ. You fulfill my covenant and I will fulfill your covenant. You know, like an agreement has got two sides. You do your part and I will do my part. You do your share and I will do my share. You do what is your responsibility and I will then give you the reward that I have promised you. So what is this covenant now that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about? So some ulama explain it is the other ayat wherein Allah Ta'ala says, خُذُوا مَا آتِيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَى. Where Allah Ta'ala addressed the Bani Israel that, see, I'm giving you this Torah, I'm giving you this Kitab, so take it with seriousness, take it with full strength. It mustn't be that you're taking it casual, you know, like we got Quran Sharif for that matter. What's our approach to the Quran? Do we have just a casual of, okay, now if I understood something, I understood, I know, I do it. No. Take it with seriousness. This, everything I'm telling you here, every injunction, every law, every command, every advice, there's a reason behind it. Allah Ta'ala is not just telling it to you for no reason. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not just bring anything here for no reason. There's no time for futility. Everything has got a reason, everything has got a wisdom. So, khudum, you see, one of the biggest problems with the Bani Israel, throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel. Why? It's a lesson for us. One is the Jews at that time being addressed, but also the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you don't make the same mistakes. You don't fall in the same problem. These people, there were certain reasons that led to their downfall. There were certain reasons that got them to be disgraced by Allah Ta'ala. So one of the main problems was, the Bani Israel were very selective in what they took. What appealed to them, they took it. What did not appeal to them, they didn't take it. Now this is a very, very dangerous thing, where a person's got this type of attitude when it comes to deen. No, if I agree, it appeals to me, it appeals to what I want, the way I am viewing things, then I accept it. No, you must always have this to say, what Allah Ta'ala wants from me. What Allah Ta'ala wants from me, and what is the message of the Quran Sharif? And what is the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And if for some reason, I have got a weakness, and every person may not be able to practice on everything immediately, but at least I've got it deep down in my mind and in my heart that inshallah one day I'll practice on it. Maybe now it's my weakness and I don't have that level of stability. My iman is not so strong. My yaqeen is not so strong. But inshallah one day I will practice on this injunction also. So always have that in mind. But when Bani Israel, they did not do that. So Allah Ta'ala told them, remember, you fulfill my covenant. Another ayat that the ulama explained, what was the covenant that was made to them, لَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةِ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي وَعَزَّرْتُمُهُمْ وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. If you establish salah, you give your zakat, and you believe in my messengers. So the final messenger was Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were supposed to believe in all the messengers. وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي. And not only believe in them, but support them. Support them. Aid them. And like in our time, you will say, we believing in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have to support the deen of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to support the cause of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is our responsibility. It is our duty. If you're saying that you believe in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's whole, the mission of his life was deen. So what can I do to support deen? So, وَعَزَّرْتُمُهُمْ وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. And you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful loan, a good loan, meaning you give sadaqah. Throughout a lot of places in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about giving a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant is you give sadaqah. And why Allah Ta'ala mentioned a loan? Because when you give a loan, you're going to get your money back. So remember, whatever you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every cent you spend in the path of Allah, you spend in the cause of Allah, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to get that back in many, many multifolds. Minimum 700 times. Minimum 700 times you're going to get back. Minimum. And maximum, the sky is the limit. So if a person is giving 1 rand, remember he is getting reward for 700 rand. Immediately, just 1 rand you're giving, you're getting the reward of 700 rand. So, وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, that Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي. Then I will forgive your small mistakes. You will make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone falls into some sins. I will forgive that, and I will give you entry into Jannah. So, Ya Allah Ta'ala is reminding them, Ofu bi ahdi, you fulfill your covenant, I will fulfill my covenant, wa iyaya farhabun, and fear me alone. This address is being more directed to the scholars and the prominent people in the Bani Israel. Because now you are in a position, you can say something, you can make certain decisions. So they were very worried, scholars at the time, prominent people, that if, although remember, the description of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was already given in their kitabs, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, they identified Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like they identified their own children. Man doesn't take time thinking that this is his child. He'll know immediately, as soon as he sees his child, he'll know that his child. So they knew Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the final prophet. But they were worried now, what will the people say? What will the society say at the time? Okay, you know what, if I'm going to disclose that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the final prophet, these people will ostracize me. They won't want to accept, because they didn't want to accept. They said, this man is from the Arabs, we can't accept him. We are from the Bani. Although they, if you go on top, the boat will meet up again. Arabs are coming from Ismail alayhi salam. And they coming from Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. Because Ishaq alayhi salam's son is Yaqub alayhi salam. So they go back on the top, they are family. But they said, no, no, we are the Bani Israel. We are like the elite. We are the elite. We are the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. Until now they think that they are the elite. They can do what they want to do and get away with what they don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a system, and they're not looking at their past. They're not seeing what happened before, and history repeats itself. So don't ever think at that time, you know, people feel, hey, we are elite, but there's nothing special about anyone here. You are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servant here. You must behave like the servant of Allah. So don't have airs about yourself, and don't have a superiority complex. Always be humble. And think that, you know what, we need Allah's fazl and Allah's grace. Our respect lies in the obedience to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala addresses them, wa iyaya farhabun, you fear me alone. You don't worry about the society. You don't worry about what people will say. What is the haq. You need to proclaim that and you need to follow that. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.